This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 26, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The CBOE received approval from the Dutch for their new European derivatives market to trade equity index derivatives. Their Euro CCP clearinghouse also received approval to clear equity derivatives. The exchange is set to go live on September 6th. The Dutch did not approve the CBOE's request to list a tulip trading volatility product, commenting, "Dat is niet grappig," or "That's not funny." Bloomberg has a story titled "Dome of Doom Will Bake Texas and Central U.S. Next Week." They said heat will bear down on Texas and the Great Plains within days, driving temperatures in Dallas above 100 degree mark for the first time this year, and that it could reach Chicago and New York. Vlad Tenev, the CEO of Robinhood Markets, held a webcast over the weekend aimed at spurring interest in its upcoming IPO. Robinhood has held 20% of the shares it will float for its customers. He had a lot to say, including that Robinhood was all in on crypto and that they were considering offering retirement account trading. He also promised to fix the issues that caused Robinhood to limit trading in meme stocks during the run-up in AMC and GameStop earlier this year. The stories are all below. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Today we have part one of an interview with Larry Abrams as part of our Open Outcry Traders History Project. I am writing JLN this morning from the Fork in the Road Diner at the Summit Bechtel Reserve High Adventure Base of the Boy Scouts in West Virginia. My wife Cheryl and I are here visiting our daughter Catherine, who's on the staff for the fourth straight year. Cheryl rode the Big Zip zip line on Saturday as part of our family adventure camp experience. The SBR is an incredible facility, and there are scout units from across the country here for summer camp and high adventure experiences. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Larry Abrams, Open Outcry Traders History Project, Part 1. Larry Abrams' career started with a chance encounter on a ski lift, which was prompted by a good deed. He and some friends helped to push a stranded car that was stuck during a blizzard in Park City, Utah. The next day on the lift line, he was paired with the man whose car he had helped push out the night before, who happened to be an options market maker at the CBOE. By the time he got off the lift line, he knew that was what he wanted to do. He visited the man in Chicago. Abrams was living in Philadelphia, but realized that options also traded on the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. He did some networking and ended up as an options market maker on the PhilX. You can view this video on johnlothiannews.com. The spread for the week of July 23rd. Volatility makes a return appearance as the Delta variant jangles nerves. Treasury bond yields perk up. July options expire. John Lothian, that's me, chats with CBOE's Ed Tilley about our world of opportunity. UBS and SEC reach a settlement, FIA Tech expands, and the Options Institute's Kevin David explains why contract size matters in the term of the week. Here's a special message from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform. JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc. JPX will upgrade the JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance. Itch and touch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. You can learn more by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Trading apps reduce markets to a game. Robinhood and similar online platforms do nothing to help the little guy or improve the financial system. What social networks have done to society, trading apps have begun doing to markets. Consider the similarities between last January's riot in the U.S. Capitol and the Capitol riots on trading platforms such as Robinhood, which goes public this week. Just as Washington was stormed by Trump supporters who organized themselves into a flash mob online, so the new crop of high-speed trading platforms have enabled retail bros to band together in what can only be described as a multiplayer game to pump and dump various meme stocks and cryptocurrencies. My comment, trading has always been a game, but a game for the rich or powerful or in pit trading, tall. That has not changed. The change is that the cost to participate with market structure facilitating free trading and fractional share trading. If the high commissions for odd lots were still in place, we would see less retail trading. We would also see more stock splits like the days of old. I was trained for years to play this game by Parker Brothers. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Crypto has no inherent worth, but is good to trade, says Man Group chief. Luke Ellis compares digital assets to the 17th century Dutch tulip craze. The chief executive of Man Group, the world's largest listed hedge fund manager, says cryptocurrencies have no inherent worth, but are creating trading opportunities for his company because of their wild price swings. The comments made by Luke Ellis in an interview with the Financial Times highlights an irony of today's trade in cryptocurrencies. Much of the market action involves participants who doubt their ultimate utility. My comment, tulips were much prettier. Here's a story from the New York Times. The most influential spreader of coronavirus misinformation online. Researchers and regulators say Joseph Mercola, an osteopathic physician, creates and profits from misleading claims about COVID-19 vaccines. The article that appeared online on February 9th began with a seemingly innocuous question about the legal definition of vaccines. Then over its next 3,400 words, it declared coronavirus vaccines were a medical fraud and said the injections did not prevent infections, provide immunity, or stop the transmission of the disease. My comment, this spreader of misinformation is worth over $100 million. It seems misinformation is a good business. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Disinformation for hire, a shadowy industry, is quietly booming. Back alley firms meddle in elections and promote falsehoods on behalf of clients who can claim deniability, escalating our era of unreality. In May, several French and German social media influencers received a strange proposal. A London-based public relations agency wanted to pay them to promote messages on behalf of a client. A polished 3-page document detailed what to say and on which platforms to say it. My comment, disinformation is just like information, except wrong, but it pays really well. Here are the top 3 stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was crypto nomads surfing the world for risk and profit from the New York Times. Second was gold traders chat bragged about how easy it is to manipulate prices from Yahoo Finance, which was our number one story on Thursday. Third was the super relevant wild superyacht secrets I learned when I became a deckhand from Bloomberg Gossip. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian.